Welcome back to Lena and Callie's weekly podcast, where we talk about a different case every week. This week's case is a very interesting and horrific case over Casey Anthony. This case first started when Casey's mother, Cynthia Anthony, called 911 to report that Casey had told her daughter, Kaylee, had been missing for 31 days and was kidnapped.
Wait a minute. They called 31 days to report that Kaylee was missing. What family waits that long to report a missing child, especially considering that she was only 2 years old? I don't think that's right at all.
Very good point, Callie. That is important to remember as we go along in this case. Sydney then reported that Casey's car smelled like a dead body was present after Casey's husband, George, noted a strong smell, and when the trunk was opened to be investigated, it contained a bag of trash. Casey says that she last saw her daughter when dropping her off with a nanny. The nanny's name was Zendia. Casey lied and accused the nanny of kidnapping her daughter.
I think that's pretty weird, too. A nanny is supposed to be someone that you can take your child to and can trust. Why would Casey blame her for kidnapping her child? And why would Casey make that up about the nanny? Also, the nanny reported that she had never even met or heard of this family and has never watched Kaylee, so how does Casey know about her? It's a pretty interesting fact.
Most definitely. It seems a little suspicious to me, but let's take a look at some more of this case. Casey reported that she was too frightened to tell authorities. Why would she be frightened to report about her missing daughter? Most parents would do that in a heartbeat because they would be so afraid. I am beginning to think I could piece this case together. Even though Casey lied about the nanny situation, she led police over to Zenaida's apartment, but they discovered the apartment to be vacant since February.
I don't believe that the nanny had anything to do with this case. I believe that Casey made it up. Casey also made up a lie telling the defense team that her child drowned in the family swimming pool and that Kaylee's father disposed of the body. She also lied about her place of employment and reported that she was employed by Universal Studios. Upon investigation, it was determined Casey worked there 2 years before this case. It's evidence that Casey was not worth believing.
Yeah, I definitely think she is somewhat insane, if I had to be honest. On December 11th, Kaylee's skeletal remains were found with a blanket inside a laundry bag in a wooded area near the Anthony's house. After this case occurred, forensics started taking a play, finding physical evidence. Human hair was determined to be found in Casey's car. There was some presence of insects, which means that the body had been there for a while. There were also presence of chloroform in the trunk.
To add to the presence of chloroform, Casey's laptop was investigated, and there was recent searches of chloroform, self-defense, and neck breaking. Chloroform is also considered an explosive, so it's important to investigate why that was used. That makes it seem pretty obvious that Casey most likely killed her daughter. Duct tape was found partially attached to Kaylee's skull. It was most likely used as a murder weapon, and there was a blanket found at the crime scene. An ex-boyfriend of Casey's said that she taught Kaylee to swim and regularly displayed affection. A witness testified that Casey never seemed upset during the time of her daughter's disappearance. Lastly, some photos entered into evidence were from the computer of an ex-boyfriend of Casey, depicting a man leaning over a woman with a rag saying, "Win her over with chloroform."
It seems like they were really focused on using chloroform. That makes the evidence we have for this case stronger. Although her ex, she said she was teaching Kaylee to swim, that is eyewitness testimony, and that is not always reliable. Different factors mess with a person's memory. Same thing with the witness that testified that she never seemed upset. People can hide their feelings, and that isn't reliable evidence. The amount of physical evidence overturns that, in my opinion. The outcome of this case was not what me and Callie expected it to be. After 33 days of testimony, the jury found Casey not guilty for the charges of first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, and aggravated manslaughter of a child. She was only found guilty for counts of false information in a criminal investigation and for check forgery. The nanny filed a civil lawsuit for defamation against Casey. The state filed that she must pay for the cost of lying to law enforcement as well as the search. The case led the creation of Casey's Law in several states. This law makes the failure to report a missing child a felony.
And I agree with that law. You should always report when your child is missing, otherwise it makes you seem suspicious. I can't believe Casey was found not guilty. I think it's pretty crazy that she got punished for lying to the police. And if she lied to the police, that gives off more hints that she committed the murder. I hope one day this case gets solved the way it should be. And I believe Casey should have been found guilty based on all physical evidence presented. It seems pretty obvious it was her. I mean, I can't come up with another theory.
I agree 100%. I definitely think it was most likely Casey that murdered her daughter. It is unfortunate that no one knows exactly, but for now we conclude this week's case dealing with Casey Anthony.
Bye, and thanks for listening to Leanna and Callie's weekly podcast. Until next week.